Welcome to Local Matters. I'm your host, Matt Swallows. And on our show, we like to talk about local hot topics, anything going on in the region, in the area that we hear about, but we want to better understand, want to know a little bit more about. And with us today, we have the Executive Director of the Smith County Chamber, Mr. Bill Woodard.
Good to be with you today.
Thank you for joining us today. There seems to be a lot going on in Smith County.
Well, yeah, we think so.
That's always a good thing coming from the Chamber. So, first off, Smith County Chamber. So Smith County has three cities that I guess that are involved.
We have Gordonsville, Carthage, and South Carthage that are incorporated cities, and then we have several little communities, you know, that have names.
Okay. I always somehow for whatever reason I remember Carthage and Gordonsville because they have, of course, they have high schools, but South Carthage, I always forget that.
Well, it's across the river and between the two cities, you know, and it's a nice little place, sort of a bedroom community.
Yeah. Well, that's neat. So one of the biggest announcements, recently, I guess, at the Smith County Chamber would be the NCTC Broadband Initiative. Could you tell us a little bit about that and how that came about?
Oh, yeah, that's huge for a county. It's an initiative. North Central, they applied for a grant with rural development, and basically Smith, Trousdale, and maybe a portion of Macon County are involved in this, but they're going to begin construction of a fiber optic network in Riddleton, Dixon Springs, and Pleasant Shade. That's three of our little communities with their unique names. And these are folks that they don't have any service basically at all. And so this is why this is so huge. It's a $2.8 million grant, and NCTC, North Central, they're going to put $425,000 with that. So that would bump it up to $3.3 million that they're going to use to build this state-of-the-art fiber network. It's approximately like it covers 93 miles and a portion of Smith and Trousdale. And, it's definitely needed there. Everyone that's probably listening knows how important having the internet is. Think about going home and not having it at all. Well, these folks are going to wake up in a new world here, in a year or so.
Right. Absolutely. That is a big announcement. Now, I imagine, especially any time there's grant money involved, I imagine this was a process, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah, it was a process. It actually started a couple of years ago. George McDonald, he is the owner of Catisa Farms, and George lives in Riddleton, or Dixon Springs, actually, and his farm is there in Dixon Springs. And he basically went and talked to some of the folks at North Central. We have two cooperatives that cover Smith County, DeKalb Telephone Cooperative and North Central, and then a little bit of Twin Lakes comes down into the county. And this area, North Central, had been covering that portion of the county, and they sort of had authority there. He went and talked to them and asked them if there was any way to get internet. And so they started working on that actually 2 or 3 years ago. And George said? He said, I went and talked to them, and they came through for us.
Really?
So he was pretty proud of the way that turned out.
So now and then when this started, I mean there's zero internet at all, right? Or is there just some?
Well, there's some people that don't have telephone service because when things changed in the world of telephones, a lot of the big players, they pulled out of rural areas and they're not obligated to. I was being careful there because I don't want to name any names.
Yeah.
There are a lot of those guys that pulled out of the area, or if they had service and you were one of those folks that maybe you went with your cell phone at one time and you thought you didn't need a landline, well, you just shut it off, which a lot of people are doing. Mm-hmm. Well, the bad part about that is if you ever lose your cell service, if they move the tower or the tower closes down, then a lot of times they won't come back in and put you a landline in because of the expense that's involved. Well, some folks found themselves in that position. So literally had folks that are living in that area that do not have telephone service because there's no broadband and there's no cell service that reaches them.
Wow. We're meeting today with Mr. Bill Woodard, the Executive Director of the Smith County Chamber, talking about the new announcement from North Central, NCTC, and the broadband project that they're bringing, not to just Smith County, but to parts of Macon and Trousdale County as well.
Right.
So there's still an area in Smith County that folks don't have do they have good cell service there?
Right this minute, I know some folks that when they go home, they if they have a 911 emergency, they don't have any way to call out. And that's unheard of, you think, in our country. But it literally happened because of the way things have worked out with the telephone systems and some of the changes that have been made. It just worked out that way.
So really, so it's when folks started, I guess, dropping their landlines, and then so telephone companies weren't making money, so they kind of just, I guess, pulled out.
Yeah, well, your for-profit companies, they're not obligated to put a landline or a phone service to any particular place. Cooperatives are obligated to provide service to the areas that they cover and is in their footprint and by their bylaws. And so what you have is some areas in rural counties that don't have a cooperative that's covering it. And so therefore they're just kind of out there alone.
Kind of dead zones almost.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's why this is so good, because when the fiber optic comes through, then all of a sudden you can get a network extender, or you can set something up to where your cell phone, you know, and whatever provider you have, you hook onto them, and then you'll be able to do that. I actually have to do that. I live in Lancaster.
Okay.
And we have, I guess you'd call it DSL, which is over the copper lines.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not like broadband, but it's sure better than having nothing. But I kept my landline, so I haven't run into any of those issues. But there's some folks, because they dropped their landline, they have an issue.
Wow. So, of course, the broadband being an upgrade even to DSL.
Big
and
time. I'm looking forward to that. They're telling me by 20.
So you're going
to
get it too?
Yeah. They're telling me by 2020, 2022, the entirety of Smith County will be covered with broadband, because we'll have fiber over the whole county. And that's what we're really looking forward to. We feel like we're going to step into the 21st century.
Mm-hmm. Right. Right. Well, you know, it's important for a lot of reasons. Well, first, safety. You just, like you mentioned, some folks don't, they can't even call 911 where they're located because of the services. But also, it helps the business community, right, in Smith County. It will help attract more industry potentially.
A lot of the jobs and things that people are doing now are internet-based. In fact, I have a brother-in-law who works from his home. And he basically has an office in his home, and it works really well for him, and he happens to be in an area that has service. Another thing that a lot of people don't think about is children, when they come home from school, if they don't have internet access, there's a lot of information or lessons or teaching that they need that comes through the internet. And if you don't have that access, then they're kind of out in left field as well. So it's pretty broad. When you look at a family, it can affect the entire family by not having the service.
Yes, I mean it's going to be a game changer. Now, so this project you mentioned, Twin Lakes, DTC, NCTC. So did a lot of those, did they have to work together to pull this off?
Or? Well, what they do, they don't overlap. By their bylaws, they can't overlap and do anything, but they can extend into areas that are basically not their traditional coverage. And I think that's what they have done is they seem to get along really well, or basically from my standpoint, they seem to. And, you know, North Central has come down from the north and into Smith County, and DTC has come up from the south, so to speak, and Twin Lakes has come, you know, from the northeast side toward from Cookeville area.
Mm-hmm.
And so they seem to cooperate really well, and I don't see any change in that based on what I'm hearing.
Okay. We're speaking with Mr. Bill Woodard, the executive director of Smith County Chamber, talking about the new broadband coming to the area. You mentioned that someone said by 2020 or 2022, the whole county should have broadband. But this right. particular project, what's the time frame on this one?
They're talking 2 years max on this. So I'm thinking that, you know, a couple of years from now, these people will be sitting with a complete system in place where they can use it.
And I guess once they start this project, it makes it that much easier to extend it the rest of the county, right?
Well, the answer to that is yes and no. The reason I say yes is because if you've got a line extended to this point, then yeah, you can tap onto that. And actually, the way they're doing this is they're looping the line so that if one portion of it goes out, you can, you know, get it from the backside. Mm-hmm. And I'm not sure, I'm way oversimplifying the technology, but that's kind of the way it works, is like water flowing. And if it doesn't flow one direction, you can, you know, bring it from the other. But the reason it's not as simple is the cost of getting this to a customer. One area that DeKalb Telephone went into, the cost per customer was about $1,500. That's why your commercial companies won't do this. And that's why you've got to have grants and government assistance. USDA and rural development, if it weren't for these loans, you wouldn't see things like this happening. It's just like in the old days when telephone came in and when the REA, Rural Electrification Administration, was formed. If it weren't for programs like this, you wouldn't have that. And people that don't see this as a good thing, they're being short-sighted, because we're going to have to put people somewhere. And maybe there will be mega cities someday and we'll all live in one, you know, 4 square mile spot.
But I hope not.
I hope not. And I don't want that for my children. And so I'd like to see us have these services to where you'll be able to live out in the country and do this. And organizations like this are about the only way you can do it, because of the cost of getting the line to the customer. It gets really expensive. So that's why the timeline might be affected by being able to get a grant. Or, you know, maybe they go to this area because they've already done this and they can connect to it. So there's a lot of factors involved. But the map that I saw showed that we would have something in, you know, 2 to 5 years.
So the old adage, if you build it, they will come, right?
That's exactly what it boils down to. And, you know, your population density drives a lot of things. And, of course, for commercial companies, that means everything. You know, if they can get their cost per customer down to $15 or $20, well, yeah, they're ready to move in.
Right.
But you tell them it's going to cost $1,500 to get it to this poor guy over here, he's probably out in left field for a long time.
Probably out of luck. We've been speaking with Mr. Bill Woodard, Executive Director of the Smith County Chamber, talking about the new broadband coming to the county and to the region. And when we return, we're going to talk some more Smith County Chamber news. Welcome back to Local Matters. I'm your host, Matt Swallows, and with us today is the Smith County Executive Director of the Chamber, Mr. Bill Woodard. And first part of the show, we talked about the new broadband initiative coming to the region. And now I want to talk about another hot, I guess, tourist attraction in our entire region, and especially in Smith County, but that's the Caney Fork.
Oh, yeah, it's big time in Smith County. We're really lucky to have that. We're at the confluence of the Caney Fork and the Cumberland River, so we've got a real asset there.
Absolutely. So one thing that's gotten so popular down the Caney is the kayaking on the Caney River.
Now,
you guys have several access points in Smith County, I'm sure, and probably some kayak outfitters that you can access in Smith County.
Oh yeah, when you leave Center Hill Dam, the first one you come to is Happy Hollow, and then you go past the rest area and you come down to Betty's Island. That's in Smith County, and all the rest of them are in Smith County, going down the river. And it's a beautiful river to kayak. I've done it many times, and I really enjoy it. Good fishing, good peaceful. It's wonderful.
It's so relaxing, isn't
it? Yeah.
My kids are young. They're 7 and 6. We have to do tandem kayaks, but I mean, they ask everywhere. It'll be raining and they'll ask to go down. Can we canoe the Caney or kayak the Caney?
We have a group called Youth Leadership, mm-hmm. and I'll never forget the first time we decided that would be a good team building thing for them. And we took all of them. It's 12 of them. Down the kayak, and of course it rained on us, and it, you know, those kids, because you had a little bit of adversity and we came through it and everybody was good, they never forgot that, and they had a lot of fun. They still talk about it, and that's been 3-4 years ago, and I run into them. So it's good. It's a good thing.
So I got one of those typical fishing stories from our kayak trip. My son loves to fish, although he's only done it one time. He's just turned 6.
Mm-hmm.
So we were going floating down the Caney, and there was actually a dead fish floating. And so he reached in and caught it, and he came back and told his grandparents, my parents, that he caught a fish. And they said, really, how'd you catch it? I just reached in and grabbed it.
Yeah, there you
and
go.
And they absolutely, and we had a picture of it.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
And so they absolutely believed he really caught a live fish.
Smith County, it's like that. You just reach in and grab the
fish. Yeah. Hey, and this fish keeps getting bigger every time he tells a story. He holds his hands up, it gets bigger every time.
He's going to be a professional fisherman.
He may be. Bill Dance, watch out, right?
Yeah, look out.
So, kayak access in Smith County, are you guys building a new ramp or something? Is that right?
Well, we've got several ramps that are already quite good, but the one that we really want to concentrate on is right there in South Carthage. It's we've transferred the Carthage Junction Depot, used to be there at the interstate at Carthage. We raised funds and we actually moved that under the interstate to the point where it's sitting now. And it's sitting in South Carthage at what we call, years ago, Piper's Ford, which is on the Caney Fort River. And that was a place where you could literally, back in the old days, you would drive down. And I've seen people have their 57 Chevys down there washing them on the gravel bar, you know. But anyway, we don't do that anymore. But we're going to reactivate that road and ramp that went back down into the Caney Fork. And then we're also TWRA. Has been nice enough. They're designing a kayak access ramp for us that we're going to build that'll go down to the water. And, we're using some, three-star state, grant money. Mm-hmm. And we're going to use that to help us, pay for part of building this ramp. And so at the Carthage Junction Depot, which is in South Carthage, which is at right next to Crump Parish Park, we're going to have this kayak access that goes down, call it Piper's Ford, and we'll probably be finished with that sometime in the spring.
Great. That'll be a fun project to finish. We're speaking with Mr. Bill Woodard, Smith County Executive Director of Smith County Chamber, and you mentioned again a grant, the grant money. So that's two grants we've mentioned, and you know, I hope folks out there listening understand how hard it is to get these grants. They're not just given out to anybody. I mean, they're usually competitive, and my hat's off to you guys for getting two grants that are going to bring great services and recreation to the area.
Well, and one thing, we got an ECD grant, and we got a tourism grant, and they look at an area, and if they see a place that they think can grow and tourism can increase, they're going to invest their money in that. And we actually got a $50,000 grant for the Carthage Junction Depot to restore it. Mm-hmm. And we're in the process of that. We're putting windows in it right now, and we're going to get the AC in. And so we're really excited about what's going on from a tourism standpoint. We've got some outfitters that they'll pick you up and drop you off. Mm-hmm. And one of them there is on Main Street in Carthage. And basically, if you already have your kayak and your gear, you can go to his place, and for, I think, like $15 or something mm-hmm. like that, he'll take you to whatever access point you want, drop you off, and then come back and pick you up.
Wow.
Now, that's a wonderful service. And what we like about it in Smith County is when you get out, well, then you've got access to all these wonderful restaurants that we have and shopping that we have there in Smith County. So we're loving the Caney Fork River. We think it's going to get bigger and bigger in our mix of the economy.
It sounds like you guys have developed Uber for kayak.
Well, we have. And then, of course, we got Cordell Hall mm-hmm. Lake just up the road in the Defeated Creek campground. I hope I'm not speaking out of turn here. I started to say the most popular, but I know it is one of the most popular campgrounds that's in the system.
You're a chamber guy. You're supposed to say those things, right?
I mean,
it's
yeah.
always sunny in Smith
yeah.
County.
I never.
Sunny in 75.
The only time it rains is when we need it to.
Right, exactly. Right, when it's crop season.
Yeah.
Okay, you mentioned another thing. You talked about restaurants. You mentioned earlier, you and I were speaking, and you talked about several of them, that new ones that are popping up.
Yeah, well, Ebel's Tavern just opened up, and you got to see it to appreciate it. It's a wonderful ambiance and everything in there. That area. We've got a restaurant that opened up called Rojas, and it's a mix of Mexican and country.
Mexican country.
Think about it. And I'm telling you, it's.
I think
it's
I saw
good.
Them play at the Grand Ole Opry.
Yeah, there you go. And then we have another restaurant that's going to be opening up, I'm thinking in the spring or the very late fall, called Nobel's. Smith County has a distinction that no one else in the state of Tennessee has. There's only two people that have won the Nobel Peace Prize in the state of Tennessee. Both of them are from Smith County.
Cordell Hull. That's where the name Nobel comes from.
That's where the name Nobel comes from. And it's Cordell Hull and Al Gore Jr. Mm-hmm. And this restaurant is basically, they're going to have memorabilia of that era and the both eras. And they're going to basically kind of go with that theme.
Wow, that's awesome. Learn something new every day, don't you? That's cool. So something else that I found interesting about Smith County is your whole theater. Mm-hmm. Tell me a little bit about the whole theater and what goes on there.
Well, in 2010, our jail system, we were overcrowded. We had a lot of issues with our court system, and we had a courthouse that had been built in the 1890s, and we were still using it, and it was still functioning pretty well. But in 2010, we built a justice center and complex, a court complex and a jail, and we transferred everything over to that. Well, the courthouse was sitting there, and, you know, the natural thing is what are we going to do with this? Mm-hmm. Well, the mayor and the county court at that time, in their wisdom, allowed us to look at that from several standpoints. And so now it is a repurposed building, and it has like our Veterans Affair and our archives are in there for the county. The TBI has an office in there. We have the drug court has an office in there. But what is really interesting is we took the second floor and we made it into a community theater. And they've been in there about 4 years now. Mm-hmm. They've done several shows. They've all been sellouts. And, you know, you got to attend it to make your own opinion. But
right.
It's as good as any community theater that I've ever seen. They're doing Sanders Family Christmas this year.
Sanders Family Christmas. We're meeting with Mr. Bill Woodard, the Chamber Executive Director for Smith County, talking about everything in Smith County. And right now we're talking about the whole theater. So tell me a little bit more about this. This is interesting. So, of course, community theater is hard to beat anywhere you go. That's the best way to do it, I think.
Oh, yeah.
So how many shows do they have, three or four a year? Or
they usually do two a year. And what they try to do is, you know, spring, fall type thing. And, okay. And the fall one runs into the Christmas season. So that's the one that we're doing now. And obviously, Sanders Family Christmas, that would be the reason that he's doing it.
Have they done the Sanders Family Christmas before?
We did Smoke on the Mountain 2 years ago, and it was very popular. And I got to be Stanley, and I'm getting to be Stanley again. That's the wayward uncle that got put in prison, and
uh-oh.
You know, and he's turned his life around. Uh-huh. And so I fit that part pretty well.
So saying you could have been in prison in that old building back in the old days, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You know, it's funny. You think about it. You don't think about it at the time, but they used to bring the prisoners out of the jail and walk them up and up the steps and into a little ante room there, and then he would come out and view the judge. And we have been blessed in Smith County. We've had some serious issues over time, and we never really had an incident with anybody getting harmed or hurt. And I think we were blessed from that standpoint, because you hear about things that are happening. So I believe our moving from that old courthouse, it was in good timing. And it happened at the right time.
So on top of the whole theater, a few other things go on in Smith County every year. They're pretty popular. Some of the festivals you guys have.
Right? Oh, yeah. We've got the River City Ball, which is a formal event. It happens in April. We've got William Walton Day Festival that happened just this past weekend, and usually happens in September. And we've got several other things that go on during the year. Just a great time, family fun, and just a lot of vendors, a lot of things going on.
Great. Mr. Woodard, I want to say thank you for everything you do and for coming and speaking with us today. And to anybody out there listening, it sounds like they're doing some good things in Smith County. Got several grants going that are going to be great for necessity purposes and for recreational purposes.
Well, we y'all come.
Whenever you get a chance, go visit Smith County. Mr. Woodard, thank you so much.
Thank you.